got off the phone with Kathy, and she wanted to know, where can I get that book? Where can I find his name? I missed those details. Where can I get a link? Well, if you go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on podcast. It's broken down by Saturday, so you'll see 3 years of Saturdays broken down. The newest one's on top. So just click on today's date, 9/24. It's 4-hour broadcast. Each hour's broken into its own standalone hour. Each hour has 4 segments. So that was the 3rd segment of the first hour, so 7:03. And the link to his book will be in there. And you can also do some quick cheats if you're a little computer savvy. Hit Control F or Apple F if you're a Mac user, and type in the name. So type in Desert Forge, and it'll take you to the place on that page where their word Desert Forge is typed out.
Awesome. And Mike does a great job archiving all that, so you can just take one little quick and skim through there and find what you're looking for. Even if you've heard a question someone's asked, you can find it.
She wants that book.
She wanted that book. And if you're wanting something to do this week, or you're new to the state and you're not sure what activities they have for fall events, you can go to ktar.com. They have a really neat, it's called KTAR's Fall Fun Map. And they have it broken down into 6 categories: haunted houses, pumpkin patch, Halloween event, fall activity, Oktoberfest, and then there's a Day of the Dead listing. I'm guessing that's there's not very many on here, but each one has its own icon, and then it's got a state of the map, and then you zoom in on your area, and these little icons show what's in your neighborhood, and then you can click on it, and it'll tell you about that.
That's pretty slick.
Particular event. Oh, it's like especially the pumpkin patches. If you're looking for something with the kids to do, that's and there's more than you would think. They've got them. The Rocker 7 Farm Patch way out in Buckeye, then in Glendale. I always say this wrong, and I'm going to get
a phone call.
A phone call. Or I'll let Julie correct me the next hour from the Arizona Farm Bureau. But the one in Glendale, Tomachoff Farms, Tomachoff.
Nothing more fun than a pumpkin patch with little ones.
Then you've got,
and Biggins too.
Of course, the McDonald's Pumpkin Ranch up north. There's one down kind of by Papago. They've got Gilbert and Mesa and Queen Creek. So a lot of great options for your pumpkin patches.
Thanks for that. Hey, I got a piece of mail today, this week, that I would like to get more of.
Yeah?
Lynn, one of our listeners, she's loving the 7 o'clock hour and loves hearing about the different places in Arizona. And so she shared a place that they found this week. They'd gone up to the Cottonwood area and said it's just so...
Is she a staycation winner?
She's just a fan of the show. Okay. She said, if you're interested, I wanted to give you this information. They had gone to Cottonwood, really liked the new shops that they've got there. Said it's just so cool. They have a winery and a brewery and great restaurants. But then they decided to go over to Clarkdale, and there is an old 1928 school building that's been converted to Copper Art Museum. And she said it is amazing. They have different rooms all about copper, from military copper things, religious art, cooking room, drinking room. There's all kinds of really cool things. She said it was just really a wonderful setting, and she thought we might be interested. So I think that we need to go visit. She said, I thought pipes and pennies were the most things that copper was made out of, but she had her horizons broadened. And then we got a letter from our most recent staycation winner, Vicky and David, our local Arizona Cajun man, that they won and got to go to the Copper Queen in Bisbee. And they just had a wonderful time. And he just said the people there were so very nice. And the Copper Queen itself is just a beautiful Victorian hotel that was finished in 1902. And it was just kind of a place for dignitaries and CEO kind of guys to stay. And so it was done really, really upscale. And it's everything from the lobby is mosaic tile from Italy. So it's just really fun to look at. But they've updated it. So now if you go, it's old charm but with new amenities, even Wi-Fi. So they had a great time there. And in their car, of course, they got a basket from Soretta Candy. And Soretta Candy is a candy store from Glendale. They've been there for 40 years. Jim Soretta started it, learned it back in the Midwest in Ohio from his dad, and they claim that it's custom gourmet chocolate that will rock your world, and I have to say that is true, and just interesting pieces that give You can have a party there. You can get a tour. Soretta Candy of Glendale.
So that's all available through the Arizona Staycation, sponsored by Sanderson Ford at rosieonthehouse.com. We pick a winner every month. You get to go to the 64-acre lot at Sanderson Ford, get back to their little demo lot where they allow people to demo cars that they're thinking about buying. Pick one of the cars out from the demo lot. Tell us what days you want to go and where you want to go, and we take care of the rest. Jennifer gets a box of Soretta candies and throws them on the seat, or sometimes it's Coyote Oatie cookies and
Sphinx Date Ranch.
Sphinx Date
Arizona
Ranch.
Arizona Designing Women. You just never know. I try to find something that's going to fit who you're taking.
Throws a gas card on the dashboard so you can take the car of your choice to wherever you'd like to go. Give us a heads up and let us know where you're going, when you're going, and we'll make arrangements for the accommodations to be taken care of. So it's your own little custom-designed staycation that you put together yourself. We pick a winner every single month. The only place you can go to register for that is rosieonthehouse.com. Special guest coming up next hour, huh, bud?
Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau. Cotton. Talking high cotton. We have, if you've driven around the state, you know we have plenty of cotton.
One of the seas.
But just how much cotton do you think? How many pounds of cotton do you think
come
out of Arizona annually?
I wouldn't even be able to guess.
Well, then I guess you just better stay tuned to next hour. He'll talk about how much material that cotton makes. It's pretty impressive, and it's all grown here locally in Arizona. We have, of course, the famous Pima cotton. But what I didn't know is we're only the third largest producer of Pima cotton. Pima's our cotton. Who's outgrown it?
That's interesting.
Yeah, yes. I bet you some California hotshots decided they needed to one-up us. We'll find out. So, Julie Murphy in the 9 o'clock hour talking Arizona Farm Bureau. And we'll also take your landscape and gardening questions at 1-888-767-4348. Text questions to 411-923, or you can email us and attach a picture to info@rosieonthehouse.com.